you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how making ourselves wrong actually builds less trust with ourselves. So, I want you to think about what happens when you make a decision, and then that decision didn't go the way that you thought it did. So what you tell yourself is you made the wrong decision. You should have picked something different. You should have known better. What that does is when we then go to make the next decision, we're like, ooh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can make this decision. I want to make sure that I'm picking the right one. And it's because what we've done is we haven't created this like safe landing place where it's like, you're going to make a decision. And then either way, no matter the outcome, you're still going to be nice to yourself. But when you've created this outcome where if you get it right and everything goes well, I'm going to be really nice to you. But if you make a decision and it doesn't go well, then I'm going to be really mean to you. What ends up happening is our brain gets scared. It's like, I don't want to make that decision because if I make the decision, then I could get it wrong and then I could be really mean to myself. And that's really not going to feel good. And so what I want you to think about is how can you not make yourself wrong, even if the decision doesn't go exactly how you wanted it to go? One of the things that I like to do is tell myself, like, I did the best I could with the information that I had at the time. So oftentimes we make a decision with the information we have, and then we get new information, and then we're like, you should have known that over here. You should have known that that was going to happen, and you should have made a different decision. What we do is that's really unfair to ourselves because at the time, we didn't know this information. So we weren't going to be able to make that decision. Another thing is sometimes we do just have to pick one. Maybe we have limited information. Maybe we really have no idea what's going to happen. We can't even like predict a little bit. And then we get mad at ourselves for the outcome not being what we thought it was, like we somehow could have controlled it. A lot of times it looks like we can, right? Had we just picked a different decision, we could have controlled the outcome. But what we forget is the person that was in that position doesn't know these things. It doesn't have this information. It can't predict the outcome because we just don't know any of that information. So what I want you to think about is if you want to get really good at making decisions, you're going to want to build that trust with yourself. And the way that you do that is the way that you talk to yourself after you've made a decision and then you get the result from that decision. And sometimes I even like to tell myself, like, I'm so proud of you for making a decision. Yeah, this one didn't turn out the way that we wanted it to, but you made a decision and you moved yourself forward. Now we have more information. So now let's make a different decision. Because when you do that, you build that trust and then you build up this confidence in your decision-making ability. When you don't do that, you feel like you can't make a decision at all. Because when you make a decision, it could go wrong and then you could be mean to yourself and then it could feel bad. And then you kind of like feel like stuck, like you can't make those decisions. So it really comes with building that trust with yourself and how you talk to yourself after you get the result of a decision. And if you want to create more commitment, make sure you go to createcommitment.com so that you can join the waitlist.